today we are reading a story which is near and dear to my heart. I just found it not long ago and I thought, oh, this is so beautiful. I must share it with my friends. And you, my friends, are my friends. So you get to hear about it. Buckle up, you guys. So the name of the story is called We're All Wonders. It was written and illustrated by R.J. Palacio. Hold on. Don't say anything yet. I won't tell them. I'm going to put a link to this book on my affiliates page for Amazon. So if you go into my link tree, you'll see that you can get to this book. And just go get the book, guys. Just make it happen. Just get it because it's beautiful and it's worth sharing with literally everyone. And I don't usually give a strong endorsement like this, so this is something special. But it's called We're All Wonders by R.J. Palacio, and I have a link to it, so go get it. And tell us, today's story is read by Mommy and
Adipu.
So, Adipu, what is special about the cover of this book? What's going on here? That kid only has one eye. That is wondrous, isn't it? I wonder why he has one eye. I wonder what his story is. Maybe he was born with only one eye. Do you know that's very common, believe it or not, for people to be born with things that make them different, things that make them special and unique. Some people are born with one eye. Some people are born with one arm. Some people are born with one leg. Some people are born with both arms, but their arms don't work the way other people's arms work. They're different. Some people are born with both legs and their legs don't work like other people's do, and they are different. There's lots of different things that happen when you are born. Not everybody is the same, but here's the thing. Everybody is important. They have a special role that only they can play. So let's get down to the story and hear about this kid, shall we? Okay. We open the book and we see the boy and he says, I know I'm not an ordinary kid. Sure, I do ordinary things. I ride a bike. I eat ice cream. I play ball. I just don't look ordinary. I don't look like other kids.
Mm-hmm.
We can see in the pictures. There he is. And other kids maybe have two eyes, right? And a nose and a mouth. But even their mouths are not shaped the same, nor are their noses or their chins. And some people have curly hair, and some people have straight hair, and some people have really light-colored skin, and some people have really dark-colored skin. We're all different, but we're all made to be beautiful and special. Let's see what he says. My mom says I'm unique. She says I'm a wonder. And my dog, Daisy, agrees. But some people don't see that I'm a wonder. All they see is how different I look. Sometimes they stare at me. And they point or laugh. And they even say mean things behind my back. But I can hear them. And it hurts my feelings. And it hurts Daisy's feelings too. And when that happens, I put on my helmet. And I put Daisy's helmet on too. What kind of helmets are they? They're space helmets. For our friends who do not have this book in front of them right this moment. They are space helmets. Like astronauts would wear. Why do you think they have astronaut helmets?
Let's see.
And then we blast off, up, 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 up through the clouds. Oh my goodness, they've taken off and they're riding some kind of a rocket ship. Maybe it's got water in it, I don't know.
Maybe the water's blasting them
Do you think? Oh, could be. Across the galaxy. And all the way to Pluto. We say hello to my old friends. Oh, but look.
They're one-eyed monsters.
They're one-eyed Plutonians. In the picture, his idea of what Pluto looks like is where everyone there has just one eye, like he does. I don't think he's from another planet. I think he's from our planet. Let's see. From far away, the Earth looks so small. I can't see any people, but I know they're there.
Like, maybe he could see, like, little dots?
No, I think from his view, you can't see anything about planet Earth except for that it's a planet.
Billions of people. People of all different colors. People who walk and talk differently. People who look different. Like me. The Earth is big enough for all kinds of people. And I know I can't change the way I look, but maybe, just maybe, people can change the way they see. And if they do, they'll see that I'm a wonder.
And in the picture, we see he's returned to Earth. And who is it? There's another boy there now who has the ball that he was playing with earlier and is looking over at him to say, oh, is this your ball?
And they'll see that we're their wonders too. And we're all wonders.
And now look, they've made friends and it looks like they're going to maybe play together, right?
Look with kindness and you will always find wonder.
He says, and I absolutely agree with him. As far as I'm concerned, if you look at other people with love and compassion in your eyes, you will find that there are wonderful gifts in every person that we meet. Even if you don't agree with them on things, when you get to know them, you can still find that they have something special to offer. Even if they aren't going to be your best friend, there's still good people out there to get to know, and you've got to go figure out which ones they are. Life is full of adventures, but make sure that you look with kindness on people, because everybody has something that they're walking through. We don't know. We may not see it, but we can know that we can be kind to them regardless, right? Yeah. All right, my friends. That is today's story, and it's the end. Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.